Okay,
I held you about 3 hours yesterday, by the way.
Why, from the recording?
Oh,
okay.
So I have to dream your voice at night.
I'm sorry. Okay, today's Daf Yomi should be for the Refuah Shlema. Sorry, 1 second, they're asking for Zoom. Okay. Shlomo ben Sarah, David ben Rachel, Yifa ben Devorah, Rivka ben Esther, Shlomo ben Sarah, Ephraim ben Naomi, Moshe ben Chana, Yifa ben Miriam, Yehuda ben Yafa, Chaya, Sarah ben Simcha, Rachel ben Chana, David ben Esther, Simcha ben Malkah, Miriam ben Yocheved, Eliza ben Miriam, Chana ben Eliana ben Naomi, Rachel Esther ben Tamar, Ulehavdil lenu nishmat, Liel Dina ben Ephraim, Elishav ben Aaron, Aaron ben Yitzchak, and Binyamin ben Yitzchak. Okay. So we are holding on Gimel Amud Bet. Today's daf is Daf Dalet Shabbat Hashem. It should be a relatively easy daf. Very interesting, fun daf. There's some interesting things on today's daf that's very famous lines that hopefully we'll see some interesting opinions. We're about to get onto the first long line on Gimel Amud Bet on 3b. We're on the last short line, the last word on the line. Va'amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. We're going to bring a lot of things right now in the name of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, and that's why it's a lot of things don't have to do with the topic of Megillah, or don't have to do exactly with one specific topic. It's going to jump on different topics, but because Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said them, it's going to go from his name and give us many things that he said. So the Gemara says, Va'amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, krach shiyashav v'vasof hukaf, nidon kekfar. If you have a krach, if you have a large city that was first settled into it, and then only afterwards was walled. So it says it is judged like a kfar, like a village, as if it was unwalled. My tama, what's the reason? Tichtiv, ve'ish ki imkor bit moshav ir choma. So this pasuk is talking about if a person sells a piece of their land, they're able to redeem their land within that first year, right? He's saying there are some exclusions to that rule. Somebody who sells their land can redeem it. And somebody who would fall into this exclusion would be able to redeem their land forever until the Yovel year, where it would come back to him regardless. So he would forever be able to redeem it. Where does that apply? So he says, look at the pasuk. Shaukaf ulvasof yashav. The pasuk is referencing to the fact that it has a wall, and only there afterwards it was settled into the city. Veloshi yashav ulvasof ukaf, and not that people settled in the city, and only thereafter it was walled. And if it was like that, it would be considered like a village, like an open city, not a walled city, and therefore it would not apply this rule of redeeming, and you would have until the Yovel year. V'amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, another thing Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, krach she'en bo asara batlanin, nidon kekfar. If you have a large city that doesn't have 10 batlanin, what are 10 batlanin? Batlanin are these people who sit in the Beit Knesset all day long, and they're batel, they're idle, and they sit in there all day long. That's what they do. Their job is to sit in the Beit Knesset. Okay? So he says, if it doesn't have 10 of those people just sitting in the Kanisa, it's considered like a village. It's not considered like a large city. It's not walled. My Kamashmalan, what's it coming to teach us? Tanina, we already learned this. The Gemara says, Ezohi, we learned this later on Daf Hey. It says, Ezohi Ir Gedola. It says, what is considered a big city? Kol sheyesh ba'asara batlanin, anything that has 10 batlanin. Pachot mikan, harez ekvar, anything less than that, it's considered a village. So what is it coming to teach us over here? He says, krach itzterichle. It needed to teach us the rule of a krach. A krach is a large city. Why? Even though many people come and visit it from around the world, and there are at times visitors that make up 10 batlanin in the Beit Knesset, but there's no living there. There's no 10 batlanim that are living there who are in the Beit Knesset, therefore would not be considered a large city, it would be considered a village. V'amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, krach shecharav ulvasof yashav, nidon kekrach. If a large city, walled city, was destroyed, and only there afterwards was settled into, it's considered still like a krach. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? My charav, what does it mean it was destroyed? Ilay mecharvu chomotav. So the Gemara says, maybe it's saying that its walls were broken down. The Gemara says, if that's the case, yashav in, lo yashav lo? In that case, only if they settled in it, it would be considered like a walled city, right? But if they did not settle in it, then it would not be considered a walled city. Is that really the case? V'ha Tanya, it says in the Braita, Rabbi Ezev, Rabbi Yosef Omer, Asher lo choma. Right? I mean, the pasuk is written a little differently. They're making a drash. So he says, Afal pisha en lo achshav, v'hayalo kodem lachem. Even though he does not have, there's no wall now, but there was a wall beforehand. It's considered as if, as long as there was a wall beforehand, it's considered as if it was a walled city. And so therefore, that would be considered a krach, considered a walled city. So that's what it's coming to teach us. So it's saying clearly though, that's a contradiction of what we were saying. We were saying that only if they settled in it, then it would be considered a walled city. If they had not settled in it, then not. Over here, what are we saying? We're saying that regardless if they do or not, it really depends on if it had a walled city once before, and if it did have a walled city, it was really walled once before, it's considered walled. So how do you answer this contradiction? Ela mai charav, what does it mean, destroyed? Shecharav me'asara batlanin. It means it was destroyed from its 10 batlanin who are sitting in the kanisa. If it doesn't have those 10 batlanin anymore, and then it returns to have those 10 batlanin, it's considered like a walled city again, and they would not... Makdim leyom haknisa, right? They wouldn't go for Monday and Thursday to read. They would read on this on the 14th when they're supposed to, or on the 15th if it's walled from the time of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. V'amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Lod ve'ono ve'gei hacharashim mukafot chomam imot Yehoshua ben Nun havu. These three places are considered walled cities from the time of Yehoshua. So the Gemara says, V'hane Yehoshua banane. Are these three cities built by Yehoshua? V'ha al pa'al banane. We know that al pa'al is the one who built it. Dichtiv, as the Pasuk says, U'bnei al pa'al, ever, umisham, v'shamer, hu bana et ono ve'et lod u'bnotea. He's the one, al pa'al is the one who built these cities. Clearly it says in the Pasuk. So how can you tell me it was Yehoshua? So the Gemara says, V'li tamich, according to your reasoning, Asa banane. It was actually Asa. It wasn't even al pa'al. It says Dichtiv, as the Pasuk says, Va'even, as the Gersa over here, it says, Va'even Arimetzor Rabbi Yehuda, and we learn out from this Pasuk that he built these cities in Yehuda, even though it wasn't actually in Yehuda. It's referencing to the cities of Lod, Ono, and Gecharashim. So clearly it was Asa. Amar Rabbi, so how do you explain all this? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hanne Mukafot Chomam Mot Yehoshua bin Nun Havu. They were actually walled from the time of Yehoshua bin Nun. Charuv bimei pilegesh begiva. Then it became, the walls became broken down and destroyed in the time of the concubine of in Giva. Ve'ata el pa'al banane. And then el pa'al came and built it, rebuilt it again. Hadorin pool. Then it fell down again. And then ata asa shavtzinhu. And then asa came and restored it back to its place. So it was really a three-stage process to rebuild it. Daikanami, we also can derive this from the pasuk dechliv vayomer liyuda. Let's see the pasuk inside. The pasuk says, "V'yomer liyuda nivne et ha'arim ha'ele v'nasev choma u'migdalim." Okay, so he says, "Let's build these cities." So, what does he mean? These cities, by calling it, "Let's build these cities," let's rebuild these cities, meaning there were cities here, right? It says, "Miklal de arim havu mikara." That's coming to teach us that originally there were cities here and they were broken down and now they're rebuilding it. Shema mina. So that's what it's coming to teach us. Over here, it's coming to teach us that clearly these were cities. It was broken down and El Pa'al came and rebuilt it. Then it was broken down again and Asa came and rebuilt it again. We get into a very interesting discussion now. The Gemara says, V'amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. This is a famous line. This line is a very big line in this Gemara and it's discussed amongst a lot of the Rishonim. Nashim chayavot b'mikra Megillah. Women are obligated in the reading of the Megillah. Sha'af hin hayu be'oto anes. Because they were also included in the miracle. That line, Sha'af hin hayu be'oto anes, what does that line mean? They were also included in the miracle. What miracle? This line, by the way, it appears also in Masechet Pesachim, in Arvei Pesachim. Over there it says, women are obligated in Arba Kosor, in the four cups, because Af hen ayu ba'otah nes. They were also included in the miracle. Okay, so what's the miracle over here? So Rashi tells us the miracle over here, if you look at Rashi, that even on the women, Haman decreed to destroy. And so therefore, the women were included in the Safek destruction that could have come about. But if you look at Tosfot, Tosfot asks a very interesting question. Tosfot brings a Rashbam. Tosfot says that Rashbam says that the main part of the miracle of Purim was by the women. Esther Amalka. So he says, Tosfot asks a question on the line. Tosfot says, what does it mean, She'af hen hayu ba'oto anes? That even the women were included in the miracle. What do you mean, even? Women are the main part of the miracle. They're the front line in the miracle. Even the men are included in the miracle. So Tosfot says this doesn't make sense according to the Rashbam. Rather, they're not they're not the main part of the miracle. What is the miracle the Gemara is talking about over here? And Tosfot brings the opinion of Rashi, saying also that they were also included in the safek, in the doubt, to destroy and to kill all of the Jewish people. And that's the same thing with regards to in Pesach, right? We were all included in the miracle that Paro had in mind to kill all the Jewish people. And so that was the miracle essentially that Rashi and Tosfot discussed over here. It's very interesting. There's also a little contradiction between the Rashi here and the Rashi over there, which I don't want to get too much into, but it's a very interesting discussion to know what's going on here. V'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he says also, Purim shechal liyot b'Shabbat, if Purim falls out on Shabbat, shu'alin v'darshin b'inyano shel yom. We ask and give halachot that pertain to the day. My iria Purim, why specifically Purim? Afilu yom tov nami, even any other yom tov. Ditani, as the Beraita says, we're going to see this on the last daf. This is the last line on the Masechet, I believe. Moshe tiken lehem l'Yisrael. Moshe established for the Jewish people shu'alin v'dorshin v'inyano shel yom. They would ask and do halachot on the essence of the day. Halachot Pesach v'Pesach. The laws of Pesach during Pesach. Halachot atzeret v'atzeret. The laws of, what's atzeret? The laws of Shavuot on Shavuot, so they do the halachot of Shavuot on Shavuot, v'halachot chag v'chag, and also the laws of chag, which is referring to Sukkot, on the holiday of Sukkot. So why isn't it mentioned all the holidays? Why is it saying only on Purim you should mention it? The Gemara says Purim itzterich alei. We need to mention Purim. Why? Ma'od etema. I would have thought nigzor mishum de Rabba. I would have thought let's make a decree because of the decree of Rabba. Rabba has this decree. Rabba, he has this decree all around Shas that there's certain things you're not allowed to do on Shabbat. For example, Mikra Megillah. You can't read the Megillah on Shabbat. You cannot use the lulav on Shabbat. You cannot blow the shofar on Shabbat. Why? Shema yavirenu arba amot berushut arvim shelech etzel mishu bakim yimenu. He says, you may take the lulav or the etrog or the shofar or the megillah because you're not fluent. You're going to travel in the Rishut HaRabim, in the public domain, for Amot and violate a Torah commandment in order to go to someone who is baki, who is fluent in these laws. And so therefore he made a gezerah, don't do it on Shabbat whatsoever. So he says, maybe I would have thought to say that you're not allowed to teach the halachot and discuss the halachot of megillah on Shabbat. If Purim falls out on Shabbat, why? Because lest you take the megillah and go by someone to learn it with him in the Rishut HaRabim. You take it and carry it in the Shuta Rabim. Gemara comes and says, Kamashmala, and he comes to teach us that no, we don't make this Gezerah in this case. We're not going to make a Gezerah of just learning the Halachot. The Gezerah is reading the Megillah. That's the Gezerah. I'm going to stop there for a question. So again, we're continuing now. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi comes and says, V'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Chayav Adam likura the Megillah b'layla. Person is obligated to read the Megillah at night, v'lishnota b'yom, and to reread it during the day. The Gemara says, Shneimar, Elohai ikra yomam v'lo ta'aneh. I'm going to call during the day and I'm not going to be answered. V'layla v'lo dumiyali. And at night, velo dumiyali, and he won't be what's the English word over there? He won't, huh?
There's no respite for
him. There's no respite. Okay, but so he meaning the day is not enough, so he has to repeat it at night. That's what the pasuk is referencing.
Silence.
It says savor mina. He learned out from this lemikraya baleliya velemitna matnitin dida biyamama. He thought what this line meant was, I have to read the Megillah at night, and then during the day I have to learn the Mishnayot that pertain to Masechet Megillah. This is what he thought he meant. So he came and told him, Amar lehu Rabbi Yirmiya, ledidi mefarsha li minei, I'm going to explain the Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, what the Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. The Kegon, the Amri Inashe, this is what people say, Evor parashata da vetneya. I'm going to pass over and read over this parasha, this section, and then I'm going to repeat it, I'm going to reread it over. Meaning what he was telling him, you're not supposed to read the Mishnayot. He says you're supposed to read the Megillah at night, and then repeat the Megillah during the day. That was what he decreed, what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi decreed. And that's what we do today as well. Itmar name, Amar Rabbi Chelbo, Amar Ula Beira'a. He says, "Chayav Adam likor the Megillah b'layla v'shnota b'yom." You have to read the Megillah at night and repeat it during the day. Shneimar leman is a mercha kavod. In order that we should sing your honor, velo yidom, and not be silent. So it has two parts to it. We should also sing for you and not be silent. So two times we should read the Megillah. Adonai Elohai Elohim Odeka. We should always praise you. Okay, then we jump back to the Mishnah. These are all the phrases we went in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's name. Now we're going back to our Mishnah. We said the village cities are able to makdim, go earlier to the day of when the Beit Din would come into the city, either on Monday or Thursday, in order so that on the day of Purim, when it would arrive, they would be free in order to support their brothers. So the Gemara said, Amar b'chanina, Chachamim hekelu al hakfarim liot makdimin liyom haknisa. The Chachamim were lenient on the villages in order to start early, read the Megillah early, either on Monday or Thursday before the 14th. In order so that they can give water and food to their brothers in the large cities. So the Gemara says, we're skipping the Amud, we're jumping to the next Amud. You're saying that this was all set in order for the takana, for the large cities? Was that the purpose? It was for the large cities. V'hatenan, we have a Mishnah that says, Chal liyot b'sheni kfarim v'ayarot gedolot korin bo bayom. It says if it fell out on Monday, if the 14th fell out on Monday, then the villages and the large cities would read that day. So the Gemara says, Ve'im ita, and if you say this whole takana to allow them to read earlier was for the karachim, was for in order to bring food for their brothers in the large cities, liktemu liyom haknisa. Why don't you say even on when 14 falls out on Monday, you should read it earlier, read it on Thursday, so that on Monday when Purim arrives, they would be free. That's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said that the 14th falls out on Monday, they read on Monday as well with the large cities. So it's a contradiction, right? He's trying to say if Monday is the 14th, then Thursday would be the 10th. Right? He's trying to say you should read on the 10th.
Why? Like,
he's saying because you're telling me the whole reason for this takana is not for the men of the villages, it's for the people in the large cities in order for the men of the villages to give them food and water and be available on that day. If that's the case, then when it falls out on Monday, let them read earlier as well so they'll be free on Monday. So the Gemara says, clearly it doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, Havulu asara v'asara lo takinu rabbanan. He says, that falls out on the 10th, of Adar. And we don't read on the 10th of Adar. We only read from the 11th to the 15th. So clearly that was not permitted. It didn't allow it to that extent, right? But in general, everything's for the krachim. Tashema, the Gemara says, Chal liyot b'chamishi, if it falls out on Thursday, kfarim v'ayarot gedolot korim bo bayom, they read it that day. Right, if 14 falls on a Thursday, they read it all on Thursday, except for the walled cities. So the Gemara says, "V'im ita," and if it's the case that it's for the large cities, if they're supposed to be bringing food and thing for the large cities, liktimu le'yom haknisa, why don't you tell them read on Monday? Over here, you're not going to tell me it's the 10th. Why? On Thursday is the 14th. So what day is the 10th?
Sunday.
No. If Thursday is the 14th of Adar, so what day is Monday? If they were supposed to go back 3 days, what day is Monday? Falls out on the 11th of Adar. So if it's the 11th of Adar on Monday, why are you telling me that they should read that day if it falls out on Thursday? Let them go back 3 days so that they read on Monday, and then when Thursday arrives, they're free in order to help their brothers. Why doesn't the Mishnah say that? Liktimu liyom haknisa, de'achadasarhu, because it's the 11th. So the Gemara says, miyom haknisa liyom haknisa lo dachinan. We don't push one day of the day where the Beit Din enters to another day where the Beit Din enters. Meaning we don't push from a Monday to a Thursday or a Thursday to a Monday. We push from any other day to a Thursday or a Monday, but not from a Thursday to a Monday or Monday to a Thursday. That's interesting. It's a good question. Why didn't the Gemara say this answer first? Meaning the Gemara could have said, we don't push from Monday to a Thursday before this answer. Instead of saying it was the 10th, say we don't push from Monday to a Thursday, it would have answered the second question before the second question came. I don't know. It's a good question. The Gemara says, Tashema, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Ematai, he said in our Mishnah, when do we allow to read before the 14th? Makom shenichnasin v'sheni v'chamishi, in a place where the Beit Din comes in on Monday and Thursday. Aval makom shein mechnasin v'sheni v'chamishi, when the Beit Din is in a place where the Beit Din does not come in on Monday and Thursday. In korinota ella bismana, we only read it during its proper time on the 14th or the 15th. So the Gemara says, v'yisal kada'atach, if you would have thought to say takanda de karachinhi, it's a takana, it's an establishment for the large cities in order for them to be brought food. Because the Beit Din does not come into this city on Monday and Thursday, so the large cities should lose out now and not have their brothers available to give them food on those Mondays and Thursdays, when the 14th would arrive. Why is that the case? Who cares if the Beit Din comes in on Monday and Thursday? Let the villages read earlier, no matter what, so they're always available on the day of Purim. So the Gemara says, "Lo tema kadesh yisabchu mayim mazon." Don't say the reason that we move them earlier is in order so that they are available to give food and water. Rather, it's a reward. It's saying because they are used to, they always give food and water to their brothers on the day of Purim. So we reward them to allow them to read earlier. That's the Peshat. Not to say that because they read earlier, We give them the option to read earlier in order for them to be available. No, because we know that they're so good that they give to their brothers on that 15th, on the 14th, so we allow them the option to be able to read earlier. It's a reward. It's a different answer. The Gemara then jumps back into the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Ketzad. So it says, Chal liyot b'sheni b'shabbat. It falls out on Monday, kfarim v'ayarot gedolot korim bo bayom, that the villages and the large cities would read that day. So the Gemara says, Mishnah reisha denakat sidura diyarcha. If you look at the beginning of our Mishnah, it says the days of the month, right? It says Yud Aleph, Yud Bet, Yud Gimel, etc. It talks about the days of the month. And then it says, if you go towards the end, Umayishna Seifa Denakat Sidura De Yome. Why in the end of the Mishnah does it talk about the days? Meaning in the beginning of the Mishnah, it says the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. Towards the end of the Mishnah, it starts talking Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Why does it do that? Why doesn't it stay consistent? So the Gemara answers and says, Aidi demitabche le nakat sidura de yome. Since it would have reversed over and flipped it over had we started a different way, so the Mishnah had to have started with the days of the month, and then at the end of the Mishnah had to change its way and go to the days in order so that people don't get mixed up. Because had we said that let's just do the days, let's say for example, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said whenever the 14th falls on a Thursday, they read that day, and the walled cities read the next day. Okay, and then when do we say they read on Monday? So they read on Monday in a case where, let's say, it falls out on Wednesday. If the 14th falls out on Wednesday, so now what's going on? We're going backwards. And when we go backwards, people get mixed up. So it doesn't work out if they did it only with days or only with the days of the month. They had to mix and match in order for it to work out. This is how Rashi explains Kipshuto. Okay, I'll stop for questions. Continuing in the Gemara says, okay, Matnitin Mani. Who is the Chaliot Be'er Shabbat? We said it falls out on Friday. Bechule Matnitin Mani. Who is the author of our Mishnah? E Rebbe. If you say it's the opinion of Rebbe, E Rebbe Yoseh. Maybe you could say it's the opinion of Rebbe Yoseh. It could be either or. The Gemara says my Rebbe. Who is the opinion of Rebbe? The Tanya, the Baraita says Chaliot Be'er Shabbat. If it falls out on Friday, Kfarim Va'Yarot Gedolot Makdimin LeYom Haknisa. The villages and the big cities read the previous day on Thursday. Mukafin Chomal Korin Bo Bayom. And the walled cities read that day because they're not going to push it off to tomorrow on the 15th where it's Shabbat. Rebbe comes and says, Omer ani, I say, lo yidcho ayaron mimkoman. These cities should not be moved from their place. Elo elo korin bo bayom. Everyone should read on that same day, on that Friday. So Gemara says, "My tama de Tanakama." What's the reason for Tanakama, who says that the city should read the day earlier? Dichtiv bechol shana v'shana. Says every single year, ma kol shana v'shana ayarot kodmod lemukafin. Just like every year, the cities, the unwalled cities, are reading earlier than the walled cities. So too, Afkan ayarot kodmin lemukafin. So too, now the unwalled cities should read the day before the walled cities. Ve'ema, so Gemara says, maybe you could say because shana v'shana. Maybe what the pasuk means every single year, ma kol shana v'shana ein nitchin ayarot mimkoman. Just like every single year, the large cities do not get moved from their place, meaning they usually read on the exact same day that they are destined to read on. Afkan lo itchu ayarot mimkoman. So too here, they shouldn't be moved from their day that they're supposed to read. They're supposed to read on the 14th. So let them read on the 14th. The Gemara says, "Shane hacha de lo efshar." No, over here it's different. Why? It's not possible, right? It's not possible to have the ayarot read on that same day because of what he said earlier. Because every single year we have the ayarot reading, the open cities reading before the walled cities. So to this year we have to have them reading before the walled cities. So we have to move them from the spot this year. The Gemara says, "Rebbe ma'itama." What's the reason for Rebbe? So Rebbe says, "Because shana v'shana, every single year, ma kol shana v'shana in ayarot neitchim mimkoman." Just like every single year, the large cities do not get moved from their spot; they always read on the day that they're supposed to, on that 14th. Afkan lo itchum ayarot mimkoman. So too now, they should not be moved from their spot. The Gemara says, "Ve'ema because shana v'shana." Maybe the pasuk means every single year, ma kol shana v'shana ayarot kodmod lemukafin. Just like every single year, the large cities, who are open cities, read before the walled cities. So too, afkan nami ayarot kodmot lemukafin. So to this year, the large cities should read before the walled cities, and you should push them a day earlier. So the Gemara says, "Shanei hacha de lo efshar." Over here also, it's not possible. It can't be moved. Why? Because he holds that every single year, they're not moved. So how can you move them this year? My Rabbi Yossi, who is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi? The Tanya, the Braita says, "Chaliot be'er Shabbat, if it falls out on Friday, mukafinu kfarim makdimin le yom haknisa." He says the villages in the large cities, Mukafinu kfarim, the walled cities and the villages go to Thursday. He changes it. He said the walled cities go to Thursday. Ve'ayarot gedolot korim b'bayom. And the open cities, they read that day on Friday. So now you have the walled cities reading before the open cities. Rabbi Yosef says, "In mukafin kodmin la'ayarot." It's not possible. You can't have the walled cities read before the open cities. How is that possible? Elu ve'elu korin bo bayom. Both of them, all of them would read on that day. My tama de Tanakama. What's the reason for the Tanakama over here? Dechtiv b'kol shana v'shana, as the pasuk says, every single year. Ma kol shana v'shana ayarot ba'arba'asar. Just like every single year, the open cities, they read on the 14th. And the time of the walled cities cannot be read on the same time as the open cities. So it has to be that we can't push the walled cities to the 15th. So we're going to push the walled cities earlier and make them the 13th. Afkan ayirot ba'arba asar. So to now, the open cities will be on the 14th. Vizmano shazeh, lo zmano shazeh. And the walled cities and the open cities will have to read on two different days. So the walled cities will be reading a day earlier than the open cities. The Gemara says, ve'ema, why don't you say, because shana v'shana, every single year, ma kol shana v'shana ein mukafin, kodmin ayirot. Just like every single year, the walled cities do not read earlier than the open cities. We never see that the walled cities can read earlier than the open cities. So afkan, ein mukafin kodmin ayirot. So to now, the walled cities should not read a day earlier than the open cities. The open cities should read a day earlier than the walled cities. Or if anything, on the same day. So the Gemara says, Shani hachad lefshar. It's different over here because it's not possible to do that, since it must be that they don't read on the same day, so he has to push it earlier. And we know that Ayarot has to stay on that day. My tamad Rabbi Yosei. What's the reason for Rabbi Yosei? So the Gemara says, because shana v'shana, every single year, ma kol shana v'shana, just like every single year, ein mukafin kodmin la'ayyarvot, that the walled cities are not reading earlier than the open cities any year, afkan ein mukafin kodmin la'ayyarvot, so to this year, they're not going to read earlier than the open cities, and they're going to read on the same day. The Gemara says, ve'ema, because shana v'shana, why don't we say that every single year, what does that mean? Ma kol shana v'shana, just like every single year, zmano shazeh, lo zmano shazeh, that they have to read on different times, we never have walled and open cities reading on the same day. So to Afkan, Zmano Shazeh, Lo Zmano Shazeh. So to this year, the walled cities and the open cities should not read on the same day. When it says, Shani Hacha, Delo Ashar. Over here it's different because it's not possible to do that, because you cannot have the walled cities reading earlier than the open cities. So these are the two different Baraitot with the four different opinions, explaining the four different opinions. So the Gemara says, V'savar Rabbi, Ayarot Lo Dachina Leyom HaKnisa. Rabbi holds, does Rabbi really hold that the open cities, they do not go earlier and read on Yom HaKnisa? Because he said you read on the same day. He says you don't push it off. He says, does he really hold that? That Tanya, we have a braita, Chal Yot b'Shabbat, if the 14th falls out on Shabbat, Kfarin Maktim in Yom HaKnisa, the villages go to Thursday, Vayarot Gedolot, Korin Be'er Shabbat, and the large open cities they read on Friday, the day before, Umukafot Chomal Machar, and the walled cities go to the next day. So what do you see? Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Omer Ani, I say, Ho'il v'nitchu Ayarot min Koman, since the large cities are being moved from their place, Yidchu le Yom HaKnisa, let them go all the way until Thursday. Why are you pushing them to Friday and make it three different days? Let them go to Thursday with the villages. What do you see from Rabbi over here? Rabbi allows the large cities to be moved to Yom HaKnisa, to Thursday. Why doesn't he allow it for our case? The Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, is that even similar? Hatam Zmanam Shabbati. Over there, in this second case, it's talking about the 14th falling out on Shabbat. So when the 14th falls out on Shabbat, and we have to move the large cities anyway, let's move them to Thursday. But since they're being moved, let them be moved. But in our case, manam be'erev Shabbat. In our case, it's talking about Friday, and we don't have to move them, and so therefore, we're not going to move them at all. Keman azahad amar bichelbo. Who does it go like this? Which Rabbi Chelbo said, Amar of Huna. Purim shechaliot b'Shabbat. If Purim falls out on Shabbat, hakol nitchin leyom haKnisa. Everybody reads on Thursday. Whose opinion is this? So Gemara says, hakol nitchin tzakadatach. Everyone moves. Is that really the case? Everyone goes to Thursday. We know the walled cities don't read on Thursday. They're going to go to the next day, which is on Sunday, right? On the 15th. Ela kol hanitche yitche leyom haKnisa. Rather, anybody who is pushed earlier, let them be pushed earlier to Thursday. So who is this opinion? Keman? Ke Rebbe? This is the opinion of Rebbe. And this is, and Rebbe answered the contradiction, saying that Shabbat is different than when it falls out on Erev Shabbat. But this is still the opinion of Rebbe. We'll go a few more lines. The kule alma mia, but everyone agrees, Megillah b'Shabbat lo karinan. We do not read the Megillah on Shabbat. Why don't we read the Megillah on Shabbat? My ta'ama, Amar Rabba, this is the Gzerav Rabba. We have this all over, right? We have the Masechet Psachim, Masechet Sukkah, Rosh Hashanah, Beitza, everywhere. So Amar Rabba, Hakol chayevin b'kirat Megillah. Everyone is obligated to kirat Megillah. And it puts in parentheses here with Tkiat Shofar. And it erases it, I guess. I don't know why it erases it, but okay, let's skip that.
It's not related to
this. Yeah, it's nothing related, but also Shofar and also Lulav. But not everybody is fluent in the Mikra Megillah. What's the reason that you're not allowed to read on Shabbat? Lest you carry it in your hand, and you go to someone who's fluent to learn, you're going to carry it 4 amot in the public domain. Oh, this is why it skips it, because it says it right after. And that's the reason for Shofar. And that's the exact same reason for Lulav. We do not use those objects and those mitzvot on Shabbat, lest the person carry it in a public domain. I'll stop there for final questions.